Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 121 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're actually going to be talking about something kind of sad, and it involves Dyson. Yes, the same Dyson company that we all know and love that makes the incredible vacuums. They were going to create an electric car. In fact, we made a previous podcast episode about it, of how excited we were and how innovative it was going to be. But sad news, unfortunately, and I really wish we didn't have to make a podcast episode about it, but it's news and we gotta talk about it. The plans for the Dyson electric car is actually no more. And so why did it happen though? Why did they cancel? It seemed so promising and just truthfully, it was so genuinely exciting and it was going to be innovative and it was going to help, you know, the transportation world become better and create a world of sustainable future and electric cars and new battery technology. It was so promising. I mean, they even had a tire manufacturer sign. They had a plant in Singapore, a full-fledged crew, designs. What actually happened? It legitimately seemed like, okay, in half a year or a year from now, they're going to have a car that's rolling out in production. Well, unfortunately, and again, sad to say, there's a variety of reasons they weren't able to make this happen, but there's one main one. And that first main one is they weren't able to find a buyer for their car idea, their car company. Even though Dyson themselves was going to invest $2 billion of their own funds to venture on and create this car, it still just wasn't enough. I mean, if you think how big of a scale this is going to have to be to create an electric car for the entire world, $2 billion is not enough money. If you think to run first of all, to get the plant and the factory, all the materials needed, the entire crew that's going to have to work nonstop 24 hours to get this thing going, and the other vendors you're going to have to work with. I mean, the list honestly really isn't that long of things you'll need, though there's probably a million different things within each section of that list. $2 billion is just not enough money to take a full-fledged plant and crew and create a car, apparently. If you look at some of the bigger guys, they're just able to do it because they have the funds to do so. But you know, outside of not being able to get a buyer for their project to assist them in creating this vehicle happen and their own $2 billion in cash, from everything I read and saw and research I looked into, it's just not enough. They just weren't able to make that happen. And then very gracefully and admirably, Dyson CEO, they even said that they're going to withdraw from this idea, but they are going to pursue their efforts in advancing battery technology, and they will help out as much as they possibly can. You know, to publicly state their efforts and say they're no longer going to create a car company and join in on the race to create the best EV vehicle and help the world to have a sustainable future, I mean, they've openly admitted their defeat, but they've done it admirably, and they're willing to help others assist with further battery technology. And that's a hard thing to do, to come out publicly to say the entire world, put your own company at risk, a $1 billion company, right? And they say, hey, we're going to make a car, and we're going to make the future better, and this car is going to be amazing, and we're going to hire all these people, and we're going to put all this money in, create jobs, better car for, you know, the eco environment, just everything. And they had to come out and say they weren't going to do it. As much as they did themselves, they couldn't get that extra business partner that has the cash that they need in order to make it go live. And you know what? I guess that's how it is. It's sad to talk about, but it is necessary. And it's just, I really wish it happened for them. But their decision to come out and publicly say they're not going to do it is admirable and highly respectable, and bless their hearts for still willing to assist others with creating battery technology and making battery technology better. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for episode number 121 today. unfortunately talking about the news of how Dyson is no longer going to be creating an electric car. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for checking it out. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're watching on YouTube already. If you are, thank you. And just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Please, please, please don't forget to check out the link in the description. Your guys' best source for car merchandise. You want a hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company? Check out the link in the description, www.tlog.com. I got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune in to episode number 122. Very interesting. Porsche and Boeing are coming together to create a very unique and special aircraft. A little bit different than what we normally talk to, but it's still involving Porsche. So we're going to talk about that. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.